This is Smart Climate Moves, Strategies for Our Future Sustainability, written by Nelson Lee, narrated by Nelson Lee. To the Creator be the glory. Thanks for this Goldilocks planet and your way of love. May we apply love in our climate action to achieve climate justice in our lifetimes. Introduction. How do I guide my organization to be more sustainable? Regardless of the client organization, this has been their question to me. The market demands action. The climate crisis demands action. Justice demands action. How does climate action, climate mitigation, and climate change adaptation fit in? How can we be green, but not greenwashing? Can we benefit, or are your efforts just at expense? Spoiler alert, glorious opportunities await. For 40 years, environment, health, and safety managers were my main clients. They are now often called sustainability, or environment, social, and governance ESG managers. Some have climate change in their role. Several have been from Fortune 50 brand name companies. Most have been from small or medium-sized enterprises. Some were not-for-profit organizations. I provide planning, pre-planning, and management systems support to my clients. Management systems are hugely popular in Europe and Asia, where an ISO 14001 certificate is an organization's credential. I modified the ISO 14001 approach to focus on climate action. Infrastructure Canada refers to this as a climate lens process. I call it Climate Action and Resilience Management System, CARMS. Think of a management system as getting everyone in a company on the same page. Different skills and perspectives, striving for the same outcomes. Imagine an Olympic rowing team. 4 people on each side. Each has an oar. To a layperson, it seems the goal is to get each oar into the water, to pull back, and to get the oars out of the water all at the same time. The coordination is perfect for the whole race. More on this throughout the book. A simple internet search for ESG, sustainability, or climate change solutions could take weeks to sort through. News and social media are full of these types of alerts. Meanwhile, customers, regulators, and financiers are stepping up the pressure. Top management has asked you to choose a solution. What to do? If you are there, then this book is for you. Every sector of the economy and everyone in society is aware of and beginning to act on climate change. The state of climate change qualifies as an emergency. We are in a climate crisis. It's not just people and environmental organizations, ENGOs. Governments, the financial sector, and even the oil and gas sector have climate change near the top of their agenda. For example, Mike Wirth, chairman and CEO of Chevron, was quoted on their website under Investor Relations in November 2023. Quote, "We believe the future of energy will be lower carbon," unquote. He goes on to say, quote, "We intend to be a leader today in that future," unquote. The world is about to explode into a cleaner energy transition. The world is entering the exponential phase of several key technology S-curves, solar and wind power, energy storage, electric vehicles, heat pumps, and more. Catch this tsunami and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?